I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Exactly 10 years ago, Hurricane Katrina was rapidly approaching the Gulf Coast. 4.5 years ago, a very different disaster struck Tohoku, a region in northeastern Japan, an earthquake and tsunami. One of our recent guests noticed big similarities between the responses in both cases. Malka Older researches governance and disaster. She took part in tsunami response in Japan, and she says one link between Japan and Louisiana is that both experience man-made disasters. In Japan's case, the Fukushima nuclear meltdown.
In both of those cases, you have a technological disaster that was somewhat unexpected. And I say it was a technological disaster because in New Orleans, as opposed to the rest of the Gulf Coast, really what happened with Katrina had to do with the levees failing. And that was a man-made disaster. So in both of those cases, they were focused on the hazard, the natural disaster that was occurring. This secondary impact that was technological took them by surprise. And because also it was technological, there were a lot of issues with blame and issues with culpability. And perhaps because of this, and perhaps because of a lot of the complicated technical issues that came up, the full disclosure that's so important was really delayed in both cases.
I mean, one thing that a lot of people who've commented on New Orleans have said is that despite the tons of money that came in from the outside, it's pretty much recognized now that you can count on no one but yourself. Did that lesson also get learned in Tohoku in the northeast of Japan?
Yeah, and that's a really important factor in both of these disasters. There was a lot of help that came in for both. But at the same time, you also have this sense of, you know, one, in the immediate response, people had to wait longer than they expected. FEMA had said, you know, you're going to be on your own for 72 hours, be prepared, to local governments. And it ended up being much longer than that. And so a lot of the local government officials that I talked to when I was doing my research in the south on the Gulf Coast said, you know, they say 3 days, but I always tell people, be prepared for a week. But the second, the more extended part of that goes into the recovery and goes into the rebuilding. Both of these countries, and a lot of other countries as well, say that it's the locals who have to lead response and recovery efforts, which is really important, and it's great that that's recognized. But it turns out to be very difficult to implement when the non-locals coming in have more money and have more expertise.
It seems like it'd also be really hard to implement because the fact is, in a massive disaster, the local governments are also deeply affected. They can no longer function.
Yeah, I actually got into this through having worked as a humanitarian responder in Japan after the disaster there. I was working for Mercy Corps and seconded to a Japanese agency called Peace Winds Japan. And we were up there, you know, trying to work with local government officials to figure out what we could do to help them. And in many cases, it was really difficult for them to figure out what even they needed, what our capacities would be to help them, because they themselves had suffered such losses.
So when I visited the northeast of Japan 2 months after the tsunami, I was really struck by some of the emergency workers, the defense force personnel especially, who ended up finding bodies for weeks. Did you find that the effect on the human psyche of people involved in rescue operations would be similar between New Orleans and northeast Japan?
Absolutely. So many of the people that I talked to in both countries, they ended up veering into their personal stories in a way that really demonstrated the trauma that they had gone through. These were local officials who had sort of normal government jobs. They were, county officials. They were mayor's assistants. They were people who worked in the city hall. And they ended up getting drawn into this huge disaster response at a time when they, too, might have lost family, they might have lost their homes. It's very difficult to deal with.
So if there's one thing Tohoku could learn from the experience of New Orleans and Katrina with recovery and vice versa, what would those two things be?
So for the U.S. learning from Japan, you know, I think that intent to take it seriously from the beginning and to immediately shift into this mindset of disaster, this mindset of the standard rules don't work anymore. We have to work on the basis of this being something completely new and terrible, and we have to really throw all our resources towards it. On the other side, you know, New Orleans, now we're at the 10th anniversary. And so for Japan, they can really see something of their future there. For an outsider like me going to visit, I could see that there were towns that were functioning. But when I talked to the locals, they said, we're still not back. It still doesn't feel like the town I loved. And I don't know if it will in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I think there's really a lesson there for Japan that, you know, it can be very hard to make everybody happy with a reconstruction. And secondly, that it's never going to be exactly the way it was before. This is a progression, and it's going to lead to something different, hopefully something that will be good for the people who have suffered through this terrible disaster.
Malka Older, whose graduate research is on comparing the emergency response to the disasters in Fukushima and in New Orleans after Katrina. Thank you very much, Malka. Good to see you again.
Thank you.